Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson, and this is Just Ask a Nigga, Yo Nigga. It is Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King holiday, and we, hey, guess what? We lucky we survived. They killed, wait, let me give you the timeline before I get started. When old Abe is letting nigga free, what was he dead, a week later? Shit, 24 hours. King. What he was doing, Dr. King. He's like, okay, I led my beautiful niggas. I led them into a burning building. Those are his words, not mine. I led my people into a burning building by giving them civil rights, or focusing on civil rights, as opposed to his second mission, right, focusing on our poverty situation, getting us some money, doing that type shit. And see, America, what black people see, and I'm upset, okay, although I made a daiquiri, I even made that bad. So I'm sitting here drinking a bad daiquiri because I'm upset, because I got 1,000 listeners on one show, 800, 200, 500. Oh, the one talking about helping black people, 14 people listen. I know I went off on everybody, but that's not the point. See, and you gonna die if you black, if you don't stand up today with somebody. Because we got 10 million niggas with 10 million missions. And ain't none of them trying to help you make no fucking money. Okay? Stacy's mission, get your little nigga in here, because ain't nobody going to give him a job. Send him to Stacy. She'll teach him construction. They'll be knocking down your little nigga's door trying to give him. I already got a dude in Philly that's going to give your little nigga a job in the summer. So call in, because I need to know why niggas don't help niggas. Okay, this is the first time I remember. See, I forget. It's not like I don't want you to call. I forget. All right? I got a big life. And part of it is loving niggas, see? So, oh, my God, I'm going to die so sad. Helping niggas is a lost cause. But I need somebody to tell me why niggas don't help niggas. Because I help niggas. And niggas, I help stab me in the back like I didn't help them. I'm like, what the fuck? What's wrong with us? So, I need niggas to call in and tell me, oh, you ain't got to be a nigga. I need somebody to tell me, because I don't understand. The facts have been out there since we had fucking computers. A nigga can see how the nigga on the bottom. You like just staying on the bottom? That's your shit? Just long as you and your wife can go on a cruise, right? Fuck all the other niggas in the world. I mean, I don't understand niggas. I don't understand. I'm going to die not understand. I don't understand my fucking family, let alone niggas that ain't got my blood. But see, we ain't going to go there. I don't understand. If you're black, your problem, your people's problem is financial. And if you wake up and you watch shit from day to day, you see it ain't getting no better. Did you go to El Pollo Loco this week and see ain't nothing but Mexicans working in there? In the hood, did you go to Popeye's last week and you just happy with it? Shit, I got my Popeye's, girl. I don't care. I don't work at Popeye's. Just like some ignorant ass black contractor. I'm trying to spit to him because you know what? And people that got it good like me, we need to stop bragging. We just as bad as white people. If we just, oh, I did, girl, I'm not like this nigga contractor. I'm trying to spit game to him about, well, I'm not on the bottom. But nigga, you a nigga, and you a male nigga, okay? So you'll get shot way before, the bullet will get you first, then they coming after me. So it really don't make a difference. I don't need to help nobody. I'm happy too. I'm comfortable. I work from home. I got the American motherfucking dream. And I choose. And I'm thinking, buying a house? Everybody that got a house got problems. And then they kids fucking up once they dead. And then that's reverse mortgage shit. He trying to act like, oh, when you're ready to leave. Yeah, when God call you, what are you doing over there? So I got a whole different plan. That's why I call where I live. I live at the Taj, okay? I live at the Taj. You come in my shit, you think you at the Taj. I don't need to do, see, they got us all caught up. Get them old student loans, get that mortgage so we can fuck it up and take your house from you, right? I almost got caught up in that shit where every nigga got their house took. Oh, because I needed a house for the kids, for these little, don't get me started. But I don't understand why black people don't help people. And Dr. King died. I mean, he died thinking niggas would help niggas. Because back in his day, they did. See? And then after him, we got niggas like Jesse Jackson too scared to get shot. And then there it go. And then outshopped him for some reason. Everybody forgot he used to be a pimp. Now we watch him on TV. I don't know what happened to him with his poochie lips. He the only pastor I know that ain't at church on Sunday. Nigga, it's Sunday. Why you on TV? pastor. He ain't no pastor. Quit calling him pastor. There's more pastors than ex-pimps, especially here in Sacramento. It's the same thing, baby. It's the same thing. It's the same. You doing the same thing. Dr. King Day. So don't nobody care about that. Our racist president ain't even acknowledged Dr. King. You know, and the thing about him is, you know, he don't even give a fuck. He don't even try to fake the funk. Okay, so happy impeachment eve. Okay? God damn, vote. But it's so beyond voting. Because, yeah, we're going to vote, and then we're going to vote somebody in, Democrat. All niggas going to vote. All lady niggas going to vote. We got the president then. And what the fuck he doing for us? Oh, now we going to pass immigration reform. Wait, what? I've been here forever. Can you pass nigga immigration? God damn. Can you pass something for a nigga? Can you please? Dr. King Day. Dr. King Day. So he died doing his next thing. You know, and so that's why, you know, every nigga alive, they too scared to die for you. Like Prince said, I will die for you, darling, if you want me to. Because I'm not true woman and I'm not true man. I'm something that you'll never understand. Okay? Prophetic words from my baby Prince. Niggas too scared to die for you. And they know you too scared to die for each other. So just give you some shit to look like. Let's give you some good feelings every now and then. Let's give you some, black president makes you feel good, right? Didn't do shit for you, but make you feel good. See, and that's all they need to make black people do is feel good. So I don't know. This is my second go around trying to help niggas. I can't even help niggas in my own family, but I got hope for others. I got hope for others, and definitely for myself and my grandkids for sure. So I'm going to lead in something with strict stipulations. Yeah, you ain't going to do like my brothers and sisters did with my mama. She, strict stipulations. You want grandma's money, baby. You got to do this, baby. Right? So Dr. King Day. Dr. King. See, I write down notes and I'll never use them. And then my 30 minutes go by. And I was going to extend to an hour today. Forgot to do it. So we will be doing it. So over February, we're going to talk about all the institutions that are used in America to fuck over black people, like the Federalist Society and what they do, and a whole bunch of other hits, and a whole bunch of things that you didn't probably realize that happened or black people did. So I'm going to pull out all the shit that nobody ever really talks about black people or policies made specifically against black people. So Dr. King's mission when they killed him, just like Honest Abe, his mission, and that's why Johnson, President Johnson, got impeached, because this nigga tried to really turn back everything that Abraham Lincoln tried to do for a nigga. Okay, so that's why that nigga Johnson, I'm sorry, not no relation, I don't think. That nigga got impeached. Because he basically said, boom, boom, oh, that's nigga out. I'm in. And he did enough to fuck us up. Abe was getting ready to give us the, you know, the acres and the mules and shit. So that nigga got impeached. Johnson. No relation. I don't think. Because he tried to turn back what Abe did, you see. So that wasn't going to happen. So we got this new nigga on pre-impeachment tomorrow. He's just a disgrace. I mean, I don't know nobody black that's like, I mean, ever allowed to do anything in life like this nigga just walks around and does every day and just talk about people. But see, too, I don't know what's wrong with him and his life where he don't understand that good old fantastical concept that you reap what you sow. I don't know where this nigga come from, where that concept has not been expressed in his life, because he's doing so, mama, oh my God. He said what he did, what to who, oh my God. And the reaping, see, and my, because my spiritual self say, okay, this nigga has done so much bad out there that God had to make him president, so his ass would be so out on Front Street, draws split, like I say, your draws is open, your ass is in the wind, okay? So I'm like, okay, God, you know, I believe in you, God. You ain't never proven me wrong on reaping what you sow and karma and you know, saving people just in time type shit. You ain't never proven me wrong. So, okay, that nigga's got some issues. Dr. King. Okay, so, like I said, I didn't give the number to call. Ain't nobody calling. Because most of you guys listen after the fact, and that's fine. You know, that's fine. But I'm a little upset because, and I did say I was upset, because, you know, all the episodes, you know, I'm doing silly stuff and da-da-da, but, you know, here's the one about how we can help black people, and like 14 people listen. I mean, that's just, I don't know what to say. You don't want to help me do it? Okay, don't help me do it. Shit, do it on your own. Send me an email. Send me an email at info at S as in Sam, F as in Frank, Johnson, consulting.com. And let me know what you're doing, and I'll join your program. I'll support your program to help black people. So you don't want to support mine, which is really supporting yourself and your grandkids and anybody you know right now that ain't got a job, I can give them one. So I'm sick of it. I don't know. Maybe, hey, I don't know. Maybe I ain't the one. Because Lord knows there's a whole lot of individuals out there trying to bring black people up, right? Oh, man, you could just name them on fingers and toes, right? You can call any organization and have your son go there, and man, shazam, they've got everything they fucking need, right? Because we got those all over the place. So I need you to call me and say, what is it about you? You don't like me? I don't care. Shit, don't nobody like me. But God loved me, so I've come to that realization. And you should, too. If nobody likes you, you understand God loves you. And that's proven. Your life will show you if God loves you or not. So, I need over this week, somebody call me. Why don't niggas help niggas? 563-999-3011. Okay, any night you want to call me on that number. I'm going to take a break because I'm kind of upset. Dr. King Knight, he got killed. His next move, you know, I'm almost certain as, you know, he was doing his thing. I bet he never envisioned that. You know, I'm just going to get killed one day and everybody else going to get scared. And that's going to be the end of that. And we need a nigga, a blind nigga that play piano to get my birthday celebrated. So, anyway, I'm going to take a break. I'm upset with black people. Let's do the little one and we'll be back. Let's do slow rollout. Because I'm upset. Like, here we go again. 1,000, 1,200, 1,500, 2,000 people listen to the silly shit. Please support black people. Oh, you afraid? What, I'm going to buy some weed with it? Well, then I'll join your program. You get your 501c3 and tell me where to meet you. Host with a badass attitude, Stacey F. Johnson, owner and operator of SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services at www.SFandSamJohnsonConsulting.com. And the hopeful director of SFJ Family Services, where we are devoted to improving the economic situation in the lives of anyone who seeks our assistance. But we hope it's black people, because y'all niggas is broke. As a group, not individually. You know, we got some come-uppers and, you know, doing... Anyway, so let me go back to my notes on Dr. King Day. And you know what, while I was listening to Slow Rollout, somebody was telling me, maybe Claude Anderson, right? He was the last hopeful Negro that thought, oh, here's a great plan. I bet a nigga will follow it. No, okay, 20 years ago. We would have did it 20 years ago, baby. We'd be okay today. But we didn't. Everybody else did. Okay, everybody else did. And so, you know why they shoot us? And why the cops don't go to jail? And so, everybody know they shoot niggas. Baby niggas, men niggas, strangle you, whatever. You know why they do that? Because they know. Okay, let me stop. Let me have you think about why. Oh, because they racist, because they da-da-da-da-da. No. They racist against everybody. They don't just hate niggas. Okay? They know that black people in this country, one, don't stick together, and two, have no power, and three, won't do a motherfucking thing. But, oh, let's pray and march, get Sharpton, the pastor that don't go to church on Sunday. Get him. Let's go cry with the mamas and then forget about it till we shoot the next nigga. Okay? Because for the simple fact, they're going to be shooting our kids, and I got 3 sons and 3 grandsons. They knock on all types of motherfucking wood. Okay? Because they target. Because for those reasons, we don't stick together. We have no power in this country. We don't make nobody do shit on our behalf, even the black president. We all, every nigga in America should have been standing Million Nigga March until he did some kind of reparations act. No, we cool. We just felt good. It felt good. My grandmama was happy. Why? Why was your grandmama happy? Did she get any benefit from that nigga being president? No. But white supremacists all over the place getting all kind of benefits. The old white people getting benefit all over the place as soon as they motherfucking get up in there. Okay? And what's Elizabeth Warren and everybody else talking about? Your Democratic, and even Bernie? All y'all love fucking Bernie. What's Bernie talking about doing for a nigga? You need to make sure representatives have nigga-specific goals. Or else you just getting somebody all in there for somebody other than you. Nigga specific goals. Okay? You need to be thinking about that, if not for your lazy ass self, for the generations that come after you. And that's for real. Because some of y'all, you know what? I'm disadvantaged because I live in Sacramento, but I'm from Los Angeles. Sacramento has the lowest energy black people I've ever met in my life. They walk around like they barely making it. Oh, and Sac has no fashion sense whatsoever. So I figured 2020 is the year I'm going to take Sac over. They ain't got no food still. I'd have been here like 24 years. Still ain't got no good barbecue. White people make a barbecue and it's dry as hell. Okay, it's a barbecue. Yeah, you doing it right, but you doing it about an hour too long, boo-boo. Nothing. No style. They walking around in fluffy flip-flops outside. Really? Are you doing that today? 2020 black person. I'm not from here. So I don't really understand the low energy aspect of Sacramento. And these white people really think somebody give a fuck up here. I tell them too, look, boo-boo, I'm not from here, and you do not want none. Okay? So, I get confused. Maybe there's some programs I don't know about where Niggas in America coming up and I'm just watching the wrong segment of society or something. But like I said, you don't want to support my program? Make your own. Everybody know how to do something. My whole point is, in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, y'all don't give a fuck about him neither. Okay, you just happy you didn't have to go to work today. Because if you gave a shit about him, people that give a shit about people further their mission. Like, I give a shit about my parents. And so I further the mission of what I feel they would want me to do in the position that I'm in. Okay? I give a shit about my parents. I give a shit about my grandkids. Because I want to leave them a legacy that they'll be proud of, even though I ain't talking to their fucking mama. That'll end soon. You know? So, y'all don't give a fuck about Dr. King. You just happy you ain't got to go to work. You like the song, Happy Birthday. Y'all niggas sing it, but ain't got an ounce. Ain't got an ounce. Ain't got an ounce. A millimeter. A tiny centimeter of the spirit of Dr. King in your soul. Because if you did, I'd hear about your program. And I'd be on board. If I did, I'd hear about you acting up, making somebody do something for black people specifically, and for y'all niggas, pacifically, for black people. So have your day off, do your shit. You don't give a fuck about Dr. King. Dr. King died trying to bring us up. He only failed because he died. And like all good people, they got niggas all up their ass when they doing good things. You would hope those people would continue your mission. But them sorry motherfuckers did not. And our people are paying for it every day. If Dr. King and even Bobby Kennedy would have somehow maintained life. But you too ignorant to even go back and look and see what that's all about, right? Because, girl, I got the internet and I'm on the grams and I'm my boo, right? Bullshit. Some bullshit they done got you tricked into so your mind would be everywhere but on your people. So it worked. But I'll tell you what, every other race of people, all they people, what they people need. Again, let's end this show with this shit. Circulation of your money, okay? Asians, their money, when they make it, it hit 13 other Asians, Mexicans. It hit, when they get their paycheck, it hit 8 other Mexicans. We're going to leave everybody else out. Niggas. When niggas get their paycheck, the only nigga I think they calling is the dope man. So if that's the way you want to end your life, your people's life, because most of y'all don't give a fuck about being black. Like somebody said, all this shit was true. I don't care. Well, you should care. You should care. The fact that you don't care is really sad. What do you care? Okay, so if you happy with your old nigga money hitting no niggas, the amount of time your money hits your race is the amount of power you have. That's why Asians make more money. They're white people, and it goes all the way down, and our nigga ass is at the bottom. Niggas been here the longest. The port, it don't make no fucking sense. So let 2020 be the year that you support something for a nigga. Something. Make your own. Don't support me. Make your own shit and invite me, and I'll see you tomorrow. And we're going to talk about the motherfucking Federalist Society and how they got plots against you. You don't know because I got the grams, and I'm on this, and I'm doing my boo. Have a good night, nigga. Shit, I'm going. I gotta finish. I gotta work in the morning. And I love you. God damn it. Dr. King. You everything. I hope some niggas wake up and sing for you, cause you's my nigga. That didn't rhyme. That wasn't good. But thank you, Dr. King. Man, so many amazing things happened just out of the blue for us. Abraham Lincoln, then pow, Dr. King, as soon as we was getting ready to come up on the money situation, got you some freedom, got you some rights, got you some votes, then pow. Everybody else been too fucking scared. I ain't scared. Gotta die for something.